Ever notice how you can sense someone's mood before they say a word? That's because you're fluent in a language you never formally learned. Right now, as you read this, your body is broadcasting signals. Your posture reveals your engagement, your facial muscles betray your reactions, and your breathing patterns communicate your emotional state. This silent dialogue predates spoken language by nearly 2 million years, and it's remarkably honest. When Renee Zellweger appeared on Letterman after her brief marriage to Kenny Chesney, her words said, "I'm fine," but her body told the truth. She leaned away, avoided eye contact, and flashed micro-expressions of anger beneath her smile. Her body couldn't lie, even when her words tried. Here's the stunning reality. 93% of human communication happens without words. We've spent years perfecting our vocabulary while ignoring the language that actually matters most. As infants, we mastered this nonverbal fluency, communicating hunger, discomfort, and joy purely through expressions and gestures. Then we learned to talk and somehow convinced ourselves that words were superior simply because we're the only species that can use them. This misconception leaves us vulnerable, obsessing over conversations and wondering, what did they really mean, when our bodies already received the message instantly? Your brain contains mirror neurons that fire both when you perform an action and when you observe someone else do it. Discovered in 1996, these neurons let you feel others' actions in your own body, explaining why you flinch watching someone get hurt or feel drawn to confident, happy people whose emotions you unconsciously mirror. This neural mirroring begins at birth. Babies absorb and reflect their parents' expressions in an emotional house of mirrors. Even newborns imitate facial expressions they've never made, sticking out tongues when adults do the same. Developmental psychologist Andrew Meltzoff calls this the like-me theory. Babies evaluate whether others' actions match their internal experience, developing lifelong social reading skills. Culture shapes these innate abilities through display rules, group-specific expectations about appropriate nonverbal behavior. Nodding means yes in the U.S., but no in Bulgaria. Puerto Rican couples touch 180 times more frequently than English couples during conversation. Despite variations, five universal truths govern body language. It's constant, context-dependent, pattern-based, revealing of internal discrepancies when words lie, and masterable through practice. Your face's 43 muscles create over 10,000 expressions, making it your primary emotional communicator. While largely controllable, micro-expressions, fleeting displays lasting 1/25th of a second, often betray you. Your mirror neurons detect these subtle cues even when your conscious mind misses them, explaining why you sometimes feel uneasy around someone without knowing why. Seven universal facial expressions exist across all cultures: surprise, fear, anger, sadness, disgust, happiness, and contempt. Sadness creates drooping features with inner eyebrow corners rising into an upside-down V. Surprise features an open mouth, raised eyebrows, and widened eyes. Fear draws eyebrows together with a tightened mouth and dilated pupils. We spot angry faces faster than happy ones, an evolutionary survival advantage. Anger lowers eyebrows into a V-shape with eyes either widened or narrowed. Disgust crinkles the nose as if smelling something rotten. Happiness appears as a genuine smile with gums showing, eyes forming half moons with crow's feet, contagiously irresistible. When viewing faces, we focus first on eyes, then lips. Eyes reveal truth through both voluntary and automatic signals. We maintain eye contact 70% of the time with people we like. Pupils dilate when excited. Publishers enlarge models' pupils on magazine covers to boost sales. Normal blinking occurs 6 to 10 times per minute, but stress spikes this to 100. President Clinton's blink rate jumped from 43 to 117 when questioned about teenage drug use, revealing anxiety or deception. The eyebrow flash, a brief 1/5 second lift, is a universal greeting signal indicating recognition and liking. We perform this dozens of times daily. 80% of recipients automatically return it. The skeptic's eyebrow, raising one brow, clearly signals disbelief. Genuine Duchenne smiles engage muscles we can't consciously control. Lips turn upward, eyes form half moons, and crow's feet crinkle at outer corners. Fast smiles, 1/10 of a second, seem less sincere than slow smiles, half second, which suggest genuine evaluation. Women smile 62 times daily versus men's 8. Body language reveals truth more reliably than facial expressions. When body language and words align, we project trustworthiness. Mismatches signal deception. Head nods universally signal acknowledgement, reinforcing thoughts and improving mood. Head tilts signal vulnerability. Tilting right by 8 degrees increases perceived trustworthiness, while tilting left enhances attractiveness. Hand-to-head gestures often reveal anxiety or deception. Touching or rubbing the nose signals anxiety through the Pinocchio effect. Increased blood pressure causes nasal tissue to swell and tingle. Hunched shoulders telegraph insecurity. Crossed arms provide self-comfort but project defensiveness. The arms at side stance with feet comfortably apart projects confidence through symmetry. Gestures help speakers organize thoughts and listeners understand messages. Exposing palms upward signals openness. Palms down gestures assert dominance. Sweeping gestures excite audiences and enhance learning. Students who mimic teachers' gestures perform better. The chop gesture triggers distinct neural responses because it mimics a weapon's motion. The pointed finger feels accusatory because it symbolizes a gun. The steeple fingers, aligned in a prayer-like gesture, communicates authority and confidence, making it one of the most effective power gestures. Our bodies constantly communicate through spatial relationships. Edward Hall's proxemics defines 4 zones: public space, 12 to 25 feet, for speakers and audiences; social space, 4 to 12 feet, for business meetings; personal space, 2 to 4 feet, for meaningful conversations; and intimate space, within 2 feet, for closest connections. Touch provides unique physiological benefits. Premature infants receiving skin-to-skin kangaroo care show remarkable health improvements, and wives under stress experience reduced brain activity simply by holding their husband's hand. Our voices reveal personality through pitch, tone, and rate, accounting for nearly 40% of our messages. Low-pitched voices signal dominance and are perceived as more attractive and persuasive, while high pitch indicates insecurity. Listeners prefer faster speakers, with the ideal rate being 175 to 250 words per minute, with varied pacing to increase comprehension. Within 1/10 of a second, people judge your attractiveness, trustworthiness, competence, and likability from your face alone, before you speak. This snap assessment can determine whether you get the job, account, or date. The next 3-4 minutes solidify that impression. To read body language accurately, establish someone's baseline, their normal patterns. Like a polygraph measuring reactions first, observe how they behave when truthful. Deception signals include dilated pupils, speech pauses, vague details, altered eye contact, changed movement patterns, self-touching, sweating, voice pitch changes, increased blinking, mouth covering, and frequent swallowing. Social success means creating open, warm, empathetic body language. Perfect your handshake by stepping forward, leaning slightly with eye contact, and extending your hand horizontally. Nod 2 to 3 times every 30-45 seconds while listening. Mirror their posture subtly. Practice hand gestures by reading aloud until natural. Keep palms open, gesturing within a box from hip line to chin, shoulder to shoulder. You've spoken body language your entire life. Now master it. Every interaction becomes an opportunity to connect deeply and persuade effectively. The question isn't whether you'll use body language, you already are. The question is whether you'll master it or let it master you.